I think we have a new student. What's her name?
Wenhui.
Brian. Brian. How do you get to know about this group?
From one of them just now.
Ah, I see, I see. You were here just now. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you introduce yourself just now?
No.
No, oh, you escaped.
No, he was cutting cake and walked past.
Oh, you're the guy who walked past just now. I see, I see. So do you eat the cake?
No.
Oh, yeah, wasted. I think there's still some cake.
So can I just listen?
Can.
Never
oh, it's okay. You can join. Yeah. This is the Diamond Sutra series. Yeah. Next 2 weeks, there'll be a break. Then on the 20th, we'll continue. Okay? If you like, you can also join us at 1:30. Yeah, that's the one where we have a bit of chanting, a bit of meditation, and Dhamma sharing. Okay? Are you familiar with the Diamond Sutra?
Not too much.
Okay. So we are... can I have the slides? Yeah, so I'm basing it on my teacher's classes on the Diamond Sutra. It's Chinese words, but I'll explain in English. Okay. Okay, so let's get started. We probably have to overrun until at least 5-ish. Yeah, because we kind of... Everything got shifted back. Yeah. I mean, not that in other classes we didn't end late as well.
You just said that you were almost successful.
Yeah, almost successful then. Yeah, every time I feel like I'm almost there, then gone. Then super overdue. Okay, so we stop at about page 90 to 91. Yeah. So over here, so this is still the... So there are many chapters, about 32 chapters in the Diamond Sutra. Yeah, so we have already gone into the the second part, yeah, second chapter or second section, where Venerable Subhuti has asked the Buddha. Yeah, he asked the Buddha, Rulai San Fu Nian Zhu Pusa, San Fu Zhu Pusa, San Nan Zi San Ni Ren, Fa Niao Du Le San Miao San Pu Ti Xing, Ying Yun He Zhu, Yun He Tiao Fu Qi Xing. So those who have, whether men or women, wholesome men and women, who have evoked bodhicitta, in other words, they want to attain Buddhahood. So for such individuals, how should they cultivate? How should they cause their mind to be unruffled, to abide their mind? Now, where should they abide their mind? How should they abide their mind? And how should they, in some circumstances, they may have to overcome certain mindsets? Yeah. So how do they do it? So we have been going through some of the different parts of this. let me see. Where are we? So here, I think last week we covered some of this. 静坐的时候, yeah. 现在几? 静, 老人家, 不要介意。 When you reach a certain age, it's like small kids, you know. Like small kids, anytime they want to say, they say. Up to a certain age. So, 静坐的时候, so when we meditate, 修什么他以后, 不妨坐如是观. So after we do samatha meditation, so what is samatha meditation? Most of the time, when we do our meditation, we are actually doing samatha. Yeah. So samatha refers to a whole range of different meditative techniques to quieten the mind. Yeah. So observing the breath, is partly samatha and then partly vipassana. If you just observe the breath and use that technique to quieten the mind, but don't observe it to the point of analysis, of discernment, then it's samatha. But just by observing the breath, it can also become a form of vipassana. Now, let me give you a difference, okay? An example. So, for example, you may look at the screen and just focus on the screen without reading the words, without examining the words itself. Yeah? Or you can observe it and then see that the screen itself is not static. And from there, you are seeing not just what you see. You are able to see beyond just the visual. You understand? So likewise, when you observe the breath, you can use the breath as an anchor so that the mind don't drift around. If you do that, then that's samatha. But as you observe the breath, you may observe that as the breath come in and go out, you observe the coming in and going out. Not just abiding by it, but to see that, yes, the breath is always in a state of change. Yeah, that the breath itself is anicca, impermanent. So then, it's no longer just the breath, but the nature of the breath that you are seeing. Then you may observe also, for breath, in-breath to happen, is due to the set of conditions where different parts of the body work in unison, and as it expands, and then air is being sucked in. Yeah, we usually say, "Oh, I am breathing in," but actually, there's no I breathing in. Yeah, you observe that actually it's just a matter of the different parts, namely the chest muscles, the chest, the ribs, and then as it expands, it pulls along with it the different lobes of the lungs. And then as it does that, then air is literally being pulled in. Yeah. And we call that breathing in. Yeah. But sometimes we may just be thinking about this. Yeah. And by thinking, you can also come to this conclusion. But to actually observe this happening, yeah, to observe that the so-called in-breath is nothing but just that. And behind this breathing, there's no person breathing. That there's this process, but without a breather. You cannot say that the lungs or any of this part is the breather, because it's just all these things coming together then and moving in a certain way, then air is being sucked in, and then as it moves in the opposite direction and it compresses, then air is being pushed out. We call that breathing out. So you observe that in and out breath are at the same time impermanent, and it occurs due to a set of conditions, and within the conditions there's no person or a being. Yeah, no I, no you, no person or being. Yeah, and as you observe that, then you observe impermanence, conditionality, and you can even observe no self. And together you see that it's empty in nature. And then that becomes vipassana. That becomes vipassana. But here my teacher is saying, 静坐的时候修什么他以后. We are making a distinction. That the earlier part of the practice we stick to samatha. So don't analyze or whatever. Just observe. Why? Because initially when we start off, the moment we try to observe and analyze or discern, we start to think a lot. And the thinking becomes sometimes uncontrolled, all over the place. It becomes quite messy. So we need to sort of give it some scope and keep it there. So we call that samatha. But if you just keep doing that, then that doesn't make you a Buddhist practitioner. Buddhist practitioner must, at some point, then do vipassana also. So, 修三摩他以后, yes, after samatha, 不妨做如是观, no harm doing this contemplation and observation. What is it? 如果是得了定，that means, oh, maybe this person has already attained concentration. Then what happened? 在定里面做如是观, then you can do this within concentration. Yeah, 那就是三昧, then that is considered the three samadhis. Oh. So, initially, it may be a question mark. What do you mean by do this contemplation or observation in concentration? Yeah, so, in brief, it means that if you, when you are meditating, for some people, we also appear like we are meditating. Sit down there. Yeah. But actually, there's a lot of thoughts in the mind. Yeah. Maybe for the person who, you know, scratch their head, but actually the mind is very clear. Yeah. So we cannot be certain that, oh, the person who scratch their head, definitely no concentration. The person sitting still have concentration. That's not a good gauge. Yeah. So then there are those who, when they sit, then the mind is quiet. Yeah. But for those who sit and the mind is not quiet yet, or the mind is easily ruffled, then the moment you try to do contemplation, the mind start to spin stories. Yeah. It's not able to so-called do contemplation without losing concentration. So in this case, this is the case where when you do guan, your contemplation or observation, you are not doing it in concentration. Yeah. When we say 在定观定内修观, it means your mind is able to still be quiet. Still be quiet. To some extent, we all experience this. Yeah. When we are very to use a slightly rough word, when we are very engrossed with something, we are at the same time quite focused, yeah, and yet we can still be analyzing, yeah, and the mind don't go all over the place. But sometimes we also find that we are focused, then the moment we get distracted, think about other things, then it's all over the place, yeah. But bear in mind, there's still a difference between what we usually experience versus what is mentioned here. Because this is talking about 根本定. Yeah, that means you must have attained at least the first jhana. Minimally, in some places, my teacher highlight at least the neighborhood concentration. Yeah, so, 味道地定. Yeah, just before the first jhana. So, 这样讲三昧我们才明白 yeah. So in this way then we can understand in the sense of 无相三昧就是不与万法为伴侣 yeah. So last week we explained the three kinds of samadhi yeah. So the first the third one 无相 the first one is 无相 then 无愿, then 空. When is it the 空? So we have the first one, which is the 空, 无愿, 无相. Yeah. So here is talking about highlighting the 无相. So signless, signless. Yeah. In our mind, we have a lot of things in our mind. Yeah. So using different approaches, as we have gone through last week, then we are able to free the mind of concepts, free the mind of abstractions. And so my teacher is saying, so in this way we can understand what is meant by 不与万法为伴侣, not to have any grasping, to have any so-called 伴侣 means partner, right? Yeah. Usually when we think about 伴侣, we think about another person. Now here it's saying, our mind, whatever it grasps onto, that's like taking that as a partner. What is the feature of a partner? Day in, day out, close together, hold on tight. Yeah. But in our mind, we hold on not just to, when we talk about partner, it's not really a person, not necessarily a person. But whatever concepts, ideas, thoughts, emotions, sights, sounds, smell, taste, touch, any of this that our mind come into contact and grasp onto, then that is considered 与他为伴侣. Now it says 不与万法为伴侣. This 万法 doesn't mean 10,000 different phenomena. Yeah? We know 万法 means all phenomena. Yeah? So to not grasp onto any phenomena at all, what kind of state is that? So 空三昧是我空, 先修我空. So the emptiness samadhi, here my teacher is giving one particular interpretation. So 空三昧, so emptiness samadhi here applied in a particular way then becomes the contemplation on the emptiness of the self. Yeah, 先修我空. Yeah, so first you cultivate emptiness of the self. Yeah, 后然后修一切法空. Then you contemplate on the emptiness of all phenomena. So previous week we have gone through quite many times about the pitfall. If you just jump straight to 法空 and don't 修我空, then you may in a way feel like you understand what is emptiness, but that's the I who understand. Yeah, 我不空. Yeah, 万法都空, 唯我不空. Yeah, then you can have a lot of ego and pride, huh? Yeah, maybe even higher than most people. Well, because why? You all don't understand emptiness. Only I understand. Yeah. So here, so there's a difference in stage. Yeah, first, emptiness of the self, then all phenomena. 这样子就没有我执的过失. In this way, then there's no no faults and danger of the attachment to the self, grasping of the self. What's your name again?
Brian.
Brian, yeah, I see that you are looking at the text and it's like, how come everybody seems okay? But I don't know which line he's talking about. Yeah, I always heard that Chinese Sutra is very confusing. This is more confusing than I expected. Yeah, actually, we are at this part here and keep going around in this part. Yeah, so because there's these few verses, there's a lot of layers inside. Yeah, so this part, 若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相即非菩萨. So the gist of it, 1, 2, 3, 4, they are all talking about the attachment to the self. Yeah. So in the Pali term is sakyaditi. Yeah. So you know, you're familiar with that? Okay. So the 我相 is the 总说, the general, like overall overview. Then 人相众生相受者相 is an expression of the self attachment in terms of the past, in terms of the future and the present. Okay? Yeah. So that's why here there's so much talk, so much explanation about the emptiness of the self. Yeah. Then in the Dhamma Sutra, in Chinese Mahayana tradition, it's not just no self, but emptiness of the self. And emptiness as a teaching, as a principle itself, spans not just self, but all phenomena. So there's this contrast. So, 如果不修我空,只是观一切法空, 那这个人,这人有可能不是佛教徒, 因为我还在. So this person, if you practice in that way, the attachment to the self is still there. Yeah, so cannot be considered Buddha's disciple. Of course, this standard is set quite high. Because if you think about it, anyone who has not attained Sotapanna yet, of course you have attachment to the self. So another way to interpret this line is, those who are not working to reduce and remove the attachment to the self, do not see the need to remove the attachment to the self. Yeah, then cannot be considered Buddha's disciple. Because there are those who recognize you should do it, but haven't succeeded. How many disciples of the Buddha all succeeded? Sakya, remover of Sakyaditi, raise your hand. Okay, continue. So, Jingang Porapolami Jing. So, this is the title of this sutra. The diamond, in short, we call it Diamond Sutra. Some of the translations also call it Diamond Kata Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So it's the Diamond Kata, as explained in the first few lessons, goes into the metaphor of the perfection of wisdom. Just like diamond, very strong. It's able to vanquish and break other gems, but the other gems cannot break it. So in the same way, this teaching of wisdom, is impervious to other teachings. It's able to vanquish all other teachings because this is the teaching of truth. So, 从始至终都是无我论. So my teacher on and on highlight this. That in this sutra, the principle, the essence of the principle is no self. Now it may come across as, how come we, not waste, but go through so many pages just on this. Because, you see, my teacher, as I understand it, he was ordained in the Chinese Mahayana tradition. He was trained in a very traditional way, as traditional as it gets. And so, he observed that in the Chinese Mahayana lineage, there's little emphasis, oftentimes gloss over on the teaching of no self. Oftentimes. In recent years, maybe, especially in Singapore, maybe not so bad, because we are exposed to all the different lineages. And in recent times, not so bad. Why? Because in Taiwan, there's Ying Sun Daoshi. Ying Sun Daoshi, Master Ying Sun, he passed away already. But in his early years, when he advocated the teaching of the Agamas, and he advocated Zhongguan, not welcome in some centers. So against that backdrop, that's why sometimes certain masters such as my teacher would give extra emphasis on no self. Because in Chinese Mahayana, oftentimes no self is like, this Hinayana, this small vehicle, we don't have to bother with this. But he's highlighting, in this sutra, this is the essence. This is the principal teaching. You cannot say that you don't bother about no self. Or you just talk about, high and supreme. You don't have to worry about no self. So he's highlighting that. So that's that context. So, 中国佛教是大乘佛教. 相信受持读诵金刚经 的人非常多. So, in the Chinese Mahayana lineage, there's a lot of people who practices this sutra. 受持读诵. So these four characters are 受持读诵. This is outside the screen. No more space. Maybe I should include a page here. Can I include a page? Insert page so I can have a writing space. Wrong page, is it? Insert page. Okay, so we are here, correct? So I jump to this page to write. So, 受持. So if we just do a simple translation, to we may think it's, I will use accept, then uphold, to read, and to recite. So, 受持读诵. The last two we usually interpret as just 读诵, you know, to read and then to just chant, but how about the first two, 受跟持? So to receive the teaching, but not just receive. You may receive, but you don't accept. So to accept the teaching. But after accepting it, doesn't mean that you are able to uphold it. Uphold means to practice accordingly. So, in modern times, sometimes you say, 持这个经,持那个咒, then we usually think it's just to chant. In my lineage, 受跟持, the 持 is not just to chant. The 持 is to practice according to the principles, the teachings inside this. And if you were to then go back to the earlier part where my teacher highlight, in the Diamond Sutra, the fundamental principle is no self. Then we may say, 你在受持金刚经啊? Oh, that means this person is, you know, keeping the teaching of no self deep in the mind. Yeah, frequently reflecting, no self. What is no self? When something happened, how is this no self? Or at different stages. At early stage, may still have to reflect, how is this no self? At the later stage, just directly see, this is no self. There's no self to begin with. Yeah. So if you can do that, when something good happened to you, someone do something good to you, that person also no self. This person, this also no self. The act of itself is also no self. Yeah. When something bad, also no self. Yeah. But not so easy. Not so easy. How can that be done? We need to do this reflection over time. Yeah. Before something good or bad happened to us. When there's nothing good or bad happening, we must do this reflection. If we wait until something bad happened, hard to use. Something good happened, lucky us. Yeah. So good, why no self? We may even have a lot of doubts. Sifu, you want me to think about no self when someone is nice to me, but the person is good to me, what? I should be grateful. What? Then we have a lot of reasons why there's a self. Yeah. So cannot. We must do this contemplation before something good or bad happened. Yeah, so 受持读诵金刚经的人很多，非常多. Yeah, so this is just a set, just a layout. A teacher is highlighting a lot of people practice this. But 但是, you know what happened? You all look at me. I look at the book. I almost want to do this. I want to scroll. I almost want to scroll off the page. No, I must move my head. When you are so used to using a touch screen, and then you scroll everything around. Anyway, but this is real. I didn't crack this just to as a joke. This really happened. I'm like, I have to look down. So, 但是对于无我论, 和有我论恐怕未必有认识. Because when I was in US, when my teacher was still around, he has highlighted this a few times. Number one, the neglecting on the teaching of no self. Then number two, neglecting teachings in general. Just chan. So a long time ago, before I even become a monk, I challenged my mother. I told my mother, but if you just chant, how can that be? No, doesn't. So my mom, you go and ask Sifu. At that point in time, I still don't know my teacher. So he said, go and ask. I said, no, how can you everything just go and ask the food? Yeah. You have to, if it's something that you can figure out, you should figure out yourself. Yeah. So even until today, sometimes I tell some students, don't at the job, just sifu. I said, how? It's not that this is something that, well, now I become sifu, then I think this way. When I was a lay person, this is my mindset. Yeah, doesn't mean that we don't ask, consult sifu about things. But you cannot, everything just, you know. So then years later, when I become a monk, then I encounter my teacher. My mom started to listen to my teacher's recording. Then one day she told me, oh, sifu, last time you said some things, oh, your teacher also said that. Eh? Yeah, and that was way before I even met my teacher. Yeah, then my mom is convinced. But not bad, at least you become convinced. Although, actually, to be convinced in that way may not be so good also. Yeah, because that is just faith in a master. Yeah, I would rather that after hearing it, and then she figure out, oh yeah, it's really true. That would be even more precious. Because easy to just say, oh, because a senior monk said that is true. That is just based on faith. That's not based on discernment. Yeah. Simply based on faith, I mean, it's not a bad start, lah. But it can be dangerous also. Yeah, it has its own faults and danger. So, anyway, So, yeah, if you feel that sometimes Sifu is quite controversial, make some statements quite, yeah, my teacher is even better. Yeah. So, this sutra, yeah, the essence being on no self. So, all those people who are supposed to be practicing this, so how can they be unclear about no self? Now, before I continue, I want to highlight something. To be very honest, even though there were certain things that I felt was not, doesn't quite gel with me, yeah, on the common practices, yeah, but for the longest time, I didn't even know that I didn't know about the sequence. Until one day after one of the novice retreat, I went back to work. Then one colleague, hey, what happened to you? So I went for a novice retreat. Oh, you Buddhist, ah? You see, when I was a lay person, many times people don't realize that I'm a Buddhist. Yeah. Because I'm not those who wear nianzhu, then Amitofo, you know, and then, oh, that, you know, 敢怒不敢言那样子的, yeah, 我有话直说, and I tend to be more English speaking, so it doesn't quite fit the traditional standard mold of a Buddhist. So this colleague, oh, you're Buddhist, ah? Then, oh, yeah. Then he asked me, so what do you all do? I said, we meditate. So how you all meditate? So I explained, wow. Observe the breath, in out, count, like that. Then after you say, oh, then what happened after that? Then I'm like, then you become like that, blah, blah, blah. Then after that, then at some point he asked me the pertinent question. Then after that, become enlightened. And I said, yeah. Then how from here to then become enlightened, something like that. Oh, that's when I realized, hey, actually, I may know a lot about Buddhism. And at that point at work, I can be, you know, part-time Dharma speaker. Yeah, come on, ask la. Wow, anything that any colleague asks, just lie. But he asked me that question. Wow, it made me wake up, you know. I realized, hey, yeah, there's a gap. After counting, then how do we go from here to enlightened? I realized that there's a gap here. And to be fair to me, it was because most of the talks either talk about this part or talk about this part but never talk about the middle part. You know? Yeah. many of the talks tend to talk about here to get you inspired, but never talk about, okay, so tomorrow go back, what to do? Yeah, and after that, after 3 weeks, what to do? Then there's this part that people talk about also. Oh, enlightenment, how amazing it is. Wow, Bodhisattva, Buddha. Yeah, but in between. So I realized, oh. And part of the gap is Wu Guan. Yeah. Part of that is this teaching on no self. But it doesn't mean that the books don't have it. If you really go and scan through, no self is everywhere. Yeah. But exactly how to cultivate to see that it is no self. Sometimes a bit hazy. Sometimes a bit hazy. So, 不只是没有认真学习佛法的人, yeah, so this is not just talking about those who are not seriously studying or learning Buddhism, learning Dharma. Yeah. So whenever we see 佛法, we sometimes, even myself, sometimes I say Buddhism. Actually, not so correct to say learn Buddhism. It's Buddha Dharma. Buddha Dharma is not equal to Buddhism. Yeah, Buddhism is the religion, and it can be a lot of things not directly related to Buddha Dharma. Architecture of, you know, the rooftop, like that, got dragon, got deer, got Dharma. These are part of Buddhism, right? But not necessarily about Dharma. So what if you know the spokes, but you don't practice, you know? Yeah, I always like to tell people, do you know the name of Buddha's foster mother? Foster mother is easy. How about the mother? Also easy. What if I ask you, third uncle? I also don't know. Yeah. But does it matter? Doesn't matter. Whether you know the Buddha's mother's name or auntie's name or whoever, that part is not so important. Important thing is to know the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, and cultivate accordingly. So here, 不只是没有认真学习佛法的人, yeah. So Buddha Dharma, yeah, not earnestly learning Buddha Dharma. 对于这个道理模糊, 就是在学习这个佛学院, yeah, 佛学院里学过多少年, 还是不知怎么回事. Well, this is quite a serious thing. So my teacher is saying, not just focusing on those who are not serious about learning Buddha Dharma. Even those in the Buddhist college, just this statement alone, I think when he go to Buddhist colleges to give talks, maybe will not be invited to give talks. Yeah. And this is the thing, even if you are in a Buddhist college, not to mention Dharma class. Dharma class, no big deal. Once a week, 2 hours. Buddhist college, day in, day out, day in, day out. They're saying, even if you're inside a Buddhist college, but if you're unclear about this, yeah, then, yeah, if you don't learn this, then you are still unclear. But, 为什么这样呢? Why is this the case? So, 我的看法是, so my teacher's opinion, 从这里看出中国佛教很衰微了, that Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, yeah, Chinese Buddhism is very weak already. It's very fragile, very weak. 我想再多说几句. So you know where I get it from. How many people? 出家人或者是在家的佛教徒, yeah, so whether monastic or lay, 愿意弘扬佛法是非常殊胜, yeah, so whether lay or monastics, if you are willing to expound the Buddha Dharma, that is most marvelous, yeah, very supreme. Yeah, 一个人做不到, yeah, not possible for one person to do, 就组织一个团体. So we organize a group of people. 出家人可以组织一个团体. Yeah, so monastics can organize one group. 在家居士也可以组织一个团体. Yeah, so lay people can also organize a group. 也有出家法师与在家居士 合起来, 组织佛教团体, so there are also those where there's a there are monastics and lay people together organize a group. Yeah. 最初可能还不错, initially maybe not so bad. Yeah. 过一个时期, 就冲突, 不合了, so initially still okay. Yeah, you have a group, initially still okay. Yeah, like-minded. Then after a while, oh, cannot. You start to have friction. Yeah, and then there's disharmony. Yeah. 原因在什么地方呢? What is the root cause? What is the cause? 就是, my teacher never make that sound. So 就是, 有我相、人相、众生相、寿者相. Why? Because there is all these different forms of the attachment to the self. In other words, there's this ego. 根本的原因就是有我. This is the fundamental reason. We all have, even no matter which group, all starting, we start off with a kind intent, pure intent, wholesome intent. We want to do something for Buddhism. We feel that it's so precious. We feel that it's so wonderful. We have benefited from it in this way or that way. We want to do our part. No matter how big or how small. But because we are still not enlightened, so there's still that ego, that self. But if we are not careful of this, if we don't pay attention to this, then when we are coming together to do things, what happens? Conflict. Conflict between what? Actually, it's always conflict between the ego. Nothing else. 就是有我. 有我相则不容易和合. So if there's ego involved, if there's this attachment to the self involved, not easy to be in harmony. Why? My way or your way? Better my way or the highway. You either follow my way or you go to the toilet way. You go your own way. Not easy. Not easy. No. 若无我就容易, 就容易和, so if we practice no self, then easy to have harmony. Easy to have harmony. Why? 因为不会只为自己. Because then we will not just do it for ourselves. But I want to highlight, even when there's self and ego involved, it doesn't mean that we are just doing it for ourselves. It just means that the ego have more reasons to explain our actions to justify why it's not for the self. The self is there doing a lot of things, but we may have a lot more justification. Oh, actually it's like this, like that, okay, a lot of things. So 不会只是为自己. If you practice no self, then there's no such issue. 而是为团体的利益着想. Then you don't just think, how is this affecting me? But we ask ourselves, how does this affect the whole group? So the practice of no self doesn't mean that, no self, then I don't care. But no self means that you can truly care and stop caring about how I feel, how I think, however, but truly ask ourselves, for this matter, what is the best approach? I wish I experienced this earlier. But I can say that I experienced this a bit late. Just before I left corporate world. Before that, I don't feel that I'm very ego also. But of course, now I look at it, I feel that even now, I think I still have a lot of ego. In the past, I don't feel like I have a lot of ego. I feel that, no, I'm just stating the truth. Mine is the best. But when I decided to become a monk already, I continued to work for half a year. So when we go for meeting, I still go for meeting, monk. It doesn't mean I just shake leg every day, then collect money. I will still go to meeting, I still go for work. The difference being, because my goal has been set to become ordained, so I'm no longer interested to fight for any more interest. Yeah, not I'm okay. And as a result, it freed me from the self being involved. So I went for meeting, and we have discussion. My usual approach is to convince everybody about my approach. Yeah. Even though there are a lot of them who are senior consultants, but I go in, chonga! Yeah. I will somehow convince everybody involved in the group meeting that just this way can. Sometimes they are very nice, like my colleagues. Yeah. Even though the company have a reputation of being cutthroat, but my colleagues are actually very nice. Sometimes they will, like, especially if there are other parties involved, then they will, you know, after the discussion, they'll take me to the side and say, actually, earlier, in future, maybe you don't want to just, you know, like, commit to those schedules so quickly. Yeah, things like that. But fast forward to when I decided to become a monk, then what happened? I found myself more willing or able to look at other people's suggestion objectively. Yeah. And it was a very... Okay, I know for many of you, that, huh, Shifu, it took you so long. Yeah, it really took me so long. Yeah. But it was a very refreshing thing. For those of you who have done it, you know how refreshing it is. Because then, I was really able to see the value in my colleague's suggestion. That while different from my approach, and maybe not perfect, but mine is also not necessarily perfect, ma. And I was able to honestly look him in the eye and say, yeah, I think yours can work as well. Yeah. The funny thing is, when you do that, when I did that, my colleague had a bit of the chotio. Like, have the, did I step into a trap? Because in a corporate setting, it's like that, right? When everybody is arguing, then suddenly one side suddenly say, yeah, okay, can go your way. Then you're known like, jialat, jialat. It's a trap. Yeah. Yeah. And so, this is so interesting, though. No? This is so interesting. When you take the self out of the picture, then the whole corporate, even corporate setting change. Yeah, very different. So, then truly. So today, when I read this, I can really appreciate it a lot more. Yeah, because then truly, you are thinking not how to bring yourself up, how to make your idea work, but first of all to determine which idea is better for the project, for the organization. Truly, yeah. Once you are able to extract when we say take yourself out, doesn't mean you are not involved in the project. It means take your self-interest out of the equation. Yeah. Because self is always related to the interest. Yeah. So, 为一切众生的利益着想. So this is the Bodhisattva path. At work, how to 为一切众生? Because 一切众生 at work, then it includes your corporate enemies, your those rival companies. Yeah. But is it possible? Is it possible? Does it mean that if you're in a corporate world, die-die is 你死我活? Yeah. But if we step back, within an organization, minimally, we should be able to do something like that. 为什么不为我着想? Yeah, 因为我. Why don't we think about ourselves? Self, self, self. Why? There's no self to begin with. So that is the challenge, you know. Because before we appreciate this or truly internalize this, there's always the worry. But Sifu, if I practice in this way, then I lugi leh. They always fight for themselves, then I don't fight. Then I will lose out. This is considering the enlightened state or the goal while standing here. You stand here and then you worry about what is going to happen there.
Yeah.
That is the no self concept, yeah, or the state. Then you stand on the state with yourself. Yeah. In this way, how can we ever appreciate how it's like to have no self? Then there's this worry. There's this consideration. Oh, if I learn in this way, I practice in that way, then in the end, no benefit to me. Yeah, then we will have tui sing. Yeah, so, 佛教徒, 修四念处成功, 按小乘佛教, 佛法, 说是得出果须陀洹。 在大乘佛教佛法就是正出欢喜地，这是圣人。 So, the four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana. I've mentioned before. Today, we usually associate this with Theravada Buddhism. Yeah, but actually, this is found in all the different branches of Buddhism, not just Theravada Buddhism. But unfortunately, in Chinese Mahayana, this is oftentimes neglected, yeah, not emphasized. So my teacher is highlighting, for this, if we go according to the Hinaya teachings, then you will attain, and if you are successful, okay, not successful, sorry, but if you are successful in practicing the Satipatthana, then minimally, first stage, Sotapanna. And if you go by the Mahayana practices, but still using this Satipatthana, then you will attain the first stage of initial joy. Yeah, that means from stage 1 to stage 10, then you will qualify as stage 1 Bodhisattva. Yeah. So either way, this is considered an enlightened one. Ta-da! Different already. You have seen the path. You are very clear. Attend so much SGC not for nothing, you know. Didn't waste my time. Before that, SGC. And Sifu keep on overshooting time. Oh, piang, eh. 5 o'clock already. Then how? One day you attend Sotapanna, then you, luckily Sifu every time overshoot time. He overshoot time, I take 20 years. If he don't overshoot time, maybe this life I cannot attain. No. Beautiful. So, 他信受这样的理论, yeah, so this 他 referring to that person who has attained Sotapanna, yeah, or the first stage of Bodhisattva path. Yeah, so such a person, what happened? Yeah, he has confidence, he has faith, and he has accepted this kind of teaching and principles. What kind? No self. Yeah, no self. The teaching of no self. Yeah. 而且认真这样修行. So, and he diligently practiced. Yeah, practiced the four foundations of mindfulness, practiced the teaching of no self. 成就圣道, and he can attain to the enlightened path. Yeah, 因为, why? 因为有无我的智慧. And why? Because it has the wisdom of no self. Yeah, 他不怕死. Be kiasi. Yeah, in Hokkien sounds a bit strange. Cultivator, be kiasi. Yeah, actually it's true. If you want to be a cultivator, you cannot be worried about dying. Yeah, because if you are worried about dying, then you worry about living. You worry about living, then you worry about where you stay, what you eat, where to go. Then your time will be spent on all this. Then you will not be cultivating. Yeah, cannot be worrying about all this. Yeah, if you have a place to stay, stay. Don't have a place to stay, then walk along. Yeah, yeah. Then you can cultivate. Then anywhere you are, you can cultivate. Yeah, no house, then go somewhere else to hide. What to do? Right. Yeah. Otherwise, you have to spend a lot of resources. Spend a lot of time to get resources, and not just time though, but your mental energy to acquire resources. Yeah, and in the process, initially, maybe if we can quantify it, maybe you have 2,754 unit of defilements to overcome. But in the process of getting a house or getting what you think you need to survive, then increase to 35,874. Wow, increase by how many fold? No? Then you say, you think, oh, like that, then never mind, it's worthwhile, I can cultivate now. But by the time you have all the things prepared, you think it's there? No. This is just a start. Because why? The moment you have something, you must maintain it. No? You do, if you have, like, I don't have to maintain this cup. I just drink only one. 师父,你讲风凉话. But it's true, right? Because I don't own a cup. If they bring a cup, then I drink. Don't, no cup, I will, you know, just I go and eat. Oh, no more water. No more.
There is.
Oh, there is. At the back. Then if really run out, then will, you know, no water to drink. Oh, you know? But that is a life of uncertainty. But the truth is, do you feel that your do you feel that your life is certain? Not certain also. It was never certain. Never certain. Yeah. So even for lay life, you do what you can to make it more certain. First of all, the fact that you have to make it more certain means it's uncertain. Secondly, does it mean that your effort will make it certain? It just maybe make it less uncertain. If you can even make it less uncertain, wow, I tell you, taochio. Yeah. Some of you shake head already. Because you know that no matter what you do, even the less uncertain is temporal. Temporarily less uncertain. And how much effort we must put in. Yeah. So even when you acquire a house, you get this, you get that, to prepare, and you think, oh, like that, in the end, you get all this. Now you have more things that is uncertain to take care of. Yeah. Initially, you only have 2,755. Now you have 35,874. Oh, I actually remember the number. Yeah. I mean, this is an arbitrary number, okay? Don't write down all the number. Yeah. You must discern what is the crucial point, okay? Yeah. And in the end, you have an ongoing 12,035, whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's just snowball and snowball. And that's why many times you have to start off focusing on the right thing. You don't focus on the right thing, whether you are lay or even monastics, cannot. I mean, whether succeed or not is another thing. Yeah, but hard to even practice. You spend all your time worrying about where to stay lah, what to eat lah. Oh, this place like that, oh yeah, one. Difficult. So, Chu Guo Sen Ren, the Wu Sen Fa Ren, the Pusa. Yeah, so on one hand, you have the Sotapanna. On the other hand, you have the first stage Bodhisattva who have attained to the deathless, to the unborn phenomena, which is the reality. Yeah, 也还需要衣食住这些维护生命存在的资粮. So enlightenment doesn't mean you don't need things to survive. You need. Then, 但是他能全部布施给别人. But he's able to give everything you need. You need. I mean, of course, they will use wisdom. The person don't really need, but out of greed, don't give you. Yeah. But if there's really a need, no problem, give it to you. Yeah. It's not so much whether you really give, you know. In a way. But are you ready to give? Doesn't mean that, oh, Sifu, you want all of us to sell a HDB flat and everything, then give up. No. It's whether you are able to live without it. Yeah. Because as long as you have that, oh, I cannot live without this, then that, if you cannot live without this, this is your cursing. This is your 半脚石. Yeah. This is what will keep you awake at night. But yet we think, oh, I cannot live without this. This gives me so much happiness and stability. We think that this gives us happiness and stability. But the thing that you think give you happiness and stability, more often than not, is what will keep you awake at night. Yeah, 就是修无我观的关系，所以能做到这一点。 Yeah. So if a person can cultivate no self, even if it means giving up his life, no problem. That's not a concern. Yeah, that's the reason. 南传佛教的小乘佛教学者, So the those佛教学者 considered scholars. So the Hinayana scholars or the Hinayana learners, from the Southern School. Okay, I'm translating according to the text. So don't be offended. And then Hinayana what? I mean, this is what my teacher said. 若是能认真的阅读《金刚般若波罗蜜经》这样的大乘佛法，他也能接受。 因为这也是说无我论，与小乘佛教没有冲突。 Yeah, so the gist of it, if someone from the Hinayana school, or what we call, we sometimes sort of synonymous, Theravadan school, if they were to learn a teaching such as the Diamond Sutra, then he will be able to accept. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because it also espouses a teaching of no self. Yeah, but the trouble is, in recent years, I encounter a lot of people from both lineages, different lineages. And the common thing is, until today, there are still some who have very, to me, lopsided view, thinking that, Mahayana, you all teach no self, man? Huh? You all teach Satipatthana also? Things like that. There's still this kind of, I don't say it's a bias, but it's that it's ill-informed, under-informed. So, if we were to learn, then we wouldn't have this kind of mindset. 再进一步说, so if we go further, 所有的大乘佛法和南传佛教是一致不冲突的。 Further, if you take all the teachings together, ultimately they, so the two, actually they are not in conflict. Another reason why, I just met my teacher for a few days and I connect very strongly. Because I also subscribe to this. Just a few weeks ago, went to Mangala Vihara, and then after the talk, they're like, oh, Karenpo, you are familiar with both sides, huh? But, actually, in this day and age, there's no reason why we shouldn't be. Unless you're super kantang. But even if you are super kantang, there are a lot of translated texts. The trouble is, a lot of people, when you think about Mahayana or Amitwojing, they end up, but you only have Amitwojing. Are you sure? Seriously? it's more popular. A lot of people chant that. But, I mean, you just search, what is in Chinese Mahayana canon? You see so much things, So, but most people get stuck with the impression, Amitwojing la, Dizangjing la, I'll just keep citing around these two. Then of course, you will feel like, how come don't seem to gel? But in fact, even if you talk about Amitwojing, inside you talk about, 五根，四善行，五根五力，七菩提分，八圣道之吧。 We talk about all the practices as well. It's just that that sutra, you cannot expect all sutra to go everything in detail. Then every sutra will be identical. So even in the Nikayas, there are some sutras that just give an overview. Some sutras only talk about the five precepts, never talk about samadhi also. Doesn't mean that the Buddha is against samadhi. What to do? Okay, let me cover up this side of the picture. So, 所以大乘佛教学者不需要弃舍大乘，回小向大啊，回向小乘。若是这样子，你就是没有智慧。So this statement is about how he said, in that case, then Mahayana learners and practitioners do not have to turn your back and go towards Hinayana also. Because in the Mahayana teachings, there's also teaching of no self. So one must use street school. Yeah. He's highlighting this because there was and is a trend of some Mahayana Buddhists, you know, after, and these are individuals who have been to the Buddhist college, yeah, even more so, they have learned some Dharma, but somehow the Mahayana emphasis on pure land, I mean, not bad, but sometimes too much emphasis on the later stages. So from here to there, don't talk about that one. Yeah, so very inspired, but how to practice, don't know. Yeah, so as a result, in Taiwan, there's the phenomena of some of these practitioners going from very fervor, yeah, all the way to go towards Theravadan practices. And then what happened? Because they learned some Mahayana Buddhism, right? Then they turn around and criticize. There's no practice, no proper practice or teachings in Mahayana Buddhism. Yeah. What to do? Yeah, I actually cannot blame other schools. We have ourselves to blame. Yeah, because we only know Gong Xiu is Ru Xiang Zha. Like, you know, this is the emphasis. This is practice. I don't say this is not practice, but this is not the only practice, man. But today in Mahayana Buddhism, we see this as the only practice. Then how? So, 因为大乘佛法比小乘佛法更圆满。So my teacher also like this. 大乘佛法提倡大悲心，广度众生。这件事情，这件事。不对吗？So my teacher is highlighting that while there's no conflict, but the teachings within the Mahayana tradition is more complete, 更加圆满。Because the other one, the main focus is just on self-liberation. It's good, it's important. Yeah, and as I always joke, if you can attain Arahanthood next Wednesday, 3 p.m., please go ahead. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But if the teachings then miss out on the other part, yeah, which is attainment of Buddhahood, yeah, liberation of sentient beings, then it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Now we'll stop here. Again, apologies for the extreme shift in the schedule. 愿消三藏诸烦恼。愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。